Blog Talk Radio.
Beautiful 46 degree Sun Valley, Idaho. This is DJ Stevie P, and this is Stevie Sports Report. Today is Sunday, September 20th, 2009. I'd like to say good morning to those of you listening to us on the East Coast and in the Central Time Zone, and good evening to those of you in the Mountain Time Zone, Pacific Time Zone, and beyond. We have a lot to get to today, and for archive purposes, again, today is Sunday, September 20th, 2009, and you're listening to DJ Stevie P coming to you live from beautiful Sun Valley, Idaho. We're going to get started. We have some Major League Baseball news before we get to the scores. First, let me go ahead and give the call-in number if you want to call in and listen to the show. It's area code 347-850-1572. That is the nationwide telephone number. It's area code 347-850-1572 to listen to this show tonight. Now, like I said, we're going to get started with some breaking Major League Baseball news. Now, I don't like this guy. He's a troublemaker. And I think the Chicago Cubs have found this out because officially today, the Chicago Cubs have suspended outfielder Milton Bradley for the rest of the season after he made comments in a local newspaper, local Chicago paper, criticizing the team and saying no wonder they haven't won a World Series championship in a year, in 100 years. So, personally, I think the guy is scum. I think he's trouble. I think he's one of those hot shots out there that thinks he's better than everybody else. And I think he got exactly what was coming to him. So, he has I think it's a year or two left on his contract, but his 2 years left on his contract, 3-year contract. And, but, you know, the thing is that he probably will not be with the Chicago Cubs next season. But he's been in trouble no matter where he was at. So, there you go. All right, so now we're going to get over to the scoreboard. The following is the finals for today. Now, first, last night's show, it ended without me telling you the final for the Seattle-New York game. Last night, New York beat Seattle 10-1. Now, the games today, you have the Angels over Texas 10-5. You had Cincinnati over Florida 8-1. You had the Mets over Washington 6-2. You had Philadelphia over Atlanta 4-2. Boston over Baltimore 9-3. San Diego over Pittsburgh 4-0. Tampa Bay over Toronto 3-1. Kansas City over Chicago 2-1. Milwaukee over Houston 6-0. Detroit over Minnesota 6-2. You had Oakland over Cleveland 11-4. You had Seattle over New York, 7-1. The Dodgers over San Francisco, 6-2. Colorado over Arizona, 5-1. And in 11 innings, you had the Cubs over St. Louis, 6-3. Okay, so we're going to go ahead and get that call-in number again. 347-850-1572 is the number. And you probably noticed the intro song was 70s. All the songs that we play tonight during breaks will be from the 70s and just a throwback to the decade in which I was born. So there you go. And we're going to go ahead and go on over to the standings. First, we'll start with the wild card standings. And currently, we'll do the American League. Now, Boston Red Sox are still in first in the wild card standings, and they have a magic number of 7. And let's see. Behind them is the Texas Rangers. They're 8 back, and then Seattle is 12 back. Tampa Bay, 13 back. Minnesota, 13.5. Chicago, 17 back. Oakland, 18.5. Toronto, 23.5. Cleveland, 28.5. Kansas City, 28.5. Baltimore, 29.5. So those are your American League wild card standings. Over in the National League, you have the Colorado Rockies with a magic number of 9. In second place, you have the Giants, 4.5 back, Florida, 5 back, Atlanta, 5.5 back, Chicago, 8 back, Milwaukee, 10.5 back, Houston, 14.5 back, Cincinnati, 16 back, San Diego, 17 back, Arizona, 20 back, New York, 20 back, Pittsburgh, 27.5 back, and Washington, 33.5 back. So those are your wild card standings. Now we're going to flip over to the regular standings. And we'll start with the New York Yankees, who very well could win 100 games this year. But their magic number is 9 in the American League Eastern Division. Currently, Boston Red Sox are 5 back, Tampa Bay is 18 back, Toronto 28.5 back, and Baltimore is 34.5 back. Over in the Central Division, you have Detroit with a magic number of 11. Currently, they're 3 games in front of Minnesota. Chicago White Sox are 6.5 back, Kansas City 18 back, Cleveland 18 back. Over in the American League West, you have the Los Angeles Angels. Their magic number is 7 to win the division. Currently in second place is the Texas Rangers, 7.5 back. Seattle is 11.5 back. And Oakland is 18 games back. Those are your American League standings. So this week, more than likely, now you have 2 weeks left of the season. And probably this week you'll see some playoff pitchers start to come a little bit more into focus. We're going to go ahead and get that call-in number again. It's area code 347-850-1572 if you want to talk to me live on the air, no matter where you're at across the country or around the world. And now we're going to flip back to the National League standings. And we'll start in the National League Eastern Division. Philadelphia is in first place. Their magic number is 6. And Florida is 8 back. Atlanta, 8.5. New York, 23. Washington, 36.5 back. Over in the Central, probably the first team that will probably clinch a playoff spot probably by Wednesday they'll clinch, and that is the St. Louis Cardinals. Currently, they have a magic number of 4. Chicago is 10 back. Milwaukee 12.5 back, Houston 16.5 back, Cincinnati 18 back, and Pittsburgh 29.5 back. Okay, and then over in the National League Western Division, you have the Dodgers in first. They have a magic number of 8. Colorado is 5 back. San Francisco 9.5 back. San Diego is 22 back, and Arizona is 25 games back. So those are your American and National League standings with the teams that have the magic number that I would say by this week or by next Sunday, by this coming Sunday, next week, we'll be in the playoffs. So let's go ahead and get that call in number again. It's area code 347-850-1572. We're going to take a quick break, and as I said earlier, all the songs played tonight will be from the 70s as a throwback to the decade in which I was born. So enjoy a little ABBA, and I'll be back in just a couple of minutes. Okay, we are back, and we got 14 minutes left of the show. Guest calling number 347-850-1572 if you'd like to join in on the conversation tonight or this morning, no matter where you're at. Okay, we're going to flip on over to professional football, to the National Football League, to the scores for today. And we'll start with the NFC South rivalry between the Falcons and the Panthers. And the Falcons improved to 2-0, beating the Panthers 28-10. Okay. And the Vikings behind Brett Favre were too much for the Lions, whose non-winning streak continues. The Vikings beat the Lions 27-13. That game was played in Detroit. Okay, so you have an interconference matchup between the Bengals and the Packers, and the Bengals won 31-24. The Houston Texans beat the Tennessee Titans 34-31. That's an AFC South matchup. You had the Oakland Raiders over the Kansas City Chiefs 13-10. Okay. You had the New York Jets over the Patriots. That score was 16-9. You have the New Orleans Saints all over the Eagles, 48-22. You had a low-scoring game in Washington, and the St. Louis Rams lost to the Redskins. The Redskins won that game 9-7. The woes continue for Jacksonville as they lost to the defending NFC champion Arizona Cardinals, 31-17. You have the Buffalo Bills. They won at home against Tampa Bay. That score was 33-20. You had the 49ers go to 2-0 over the Seahawks. That score was 23-10. That's an NFC West matchup. You have the Chicago Bears. They won at home against the Steelers. That score was 17-14. Okay. You have the Denver Broncos win at home over the Cleveland Browns. That score was 27-6. Baltimore Ravens was over the Chargers, and that game was played in San Diego. Final score on that was 31-26. And then the evening game, late second field goal from the Giants had them beating the Cowboys, spoiling their home opener in their brand new stadium. That score was 33-31. That game was played on NBC. And then tomorrow night, you got the Indianapolis Colts looking to go to 2-0 against the Miami Dolphins, who's trying to avoid going 0-2. So those are your scores for today, the 20th of September. We got 10 minutes left. We're going to go ahead and give that call-in number again. It's 347-850-1572. Now we're going to go ahead and take another quick break, play another little song from the 70s, and we'll be right back in just a few minutes.
Oh,
Okay, we're back. We got 6 minutes left of the show. We're now going to talk about the NFL standings for so far after week two. We'll start in the AFC East. As the Jets are in first, they take an early lead in the division. You have the Patriots and the Bills tied for second, and the Dolphins are in last at 0-1. They play tomorrow night on ESPN. Over in the North Division, AFC North, you have the Ravens 2-0. You have the Steelers and the Bengals at 1-1, and the Browns are 0-2. Over in the AFC West, you have the Broncos 2-0. You have the Chargers and the Raiders at 1-1, and Kansas City brings up the rear at 0-2. And then over in the AFC South, you have the Colts 1-0. They play tomorrow night. You have the Houston Texans at 1-1, and then bringing up the bottom will be the Tennessee Titans and the Jacksonville Jaguars. Both are currently 0-2. And I'll make a bold prediction right now. I think that the Jacksonville Jaguars will not win any more than two games this year. I think they will finish the season. You heard it first here. I think they will finish the season 2-14 so they can get that number one spot next year to get Tim Tebow to bring fans back to Jacksonville and to have a quarterback that doesn't suck. So now we're going over to the NFC. And in the NFC, you have the New York Giants at 2-0. You have Philadelphia and Dallas at 1-1. And Washington are all 1-1. So in the North, you have Minnesota at 2-0. You have the Packers in Chicago at 1-1. And Detroit is 0-2. I think they're going to end up battling Jacksonville for the worst record in the league this year. In the NFC South, you have the Falcons and the Saints at 2-0. You have the Buccaneers and the Panthers at 0-2. And in the West, you have the San Francisco 49ers at 2-0. You have Seattle and Arizona at 1-1, and St. Louis at 0-2. So those are your football standings currently. And we've only got 3 minutes left, so we're going to go over the NCAA Top 25, Top 10, and in the AP Top 25 poll, the Top 10 is Florida in first, Texas in second, Alabama in third, Mississippi in fourth, Penn State fifth, California sixth, LSU seventh, Boise State eighth, Miami of Florida at nine, and Oklahoma at 10. Those are your top 10 standings from the AP Top 25. And we'll go over a couple of games real quick for next week. Thursday night, you have number 4 Mississippi at South Carolina. That game's on ESPN. And a couple of games on Saturday, number 7 LSU at Mississippi State. Fresno State at number 14 Cincinnati. South Florida at number 18 Florida State. Southern Miss at number 20 Kansas. Number 22, North Carolina at Georgia Tech, who fell out of the top 25 this week. Indiana at number 23, Michigan. You have UTEP at number 2, Texas. That game's at 3:30 Eastern Time. Arkansas at number 3, Alabama. And then at 6 o'clock on ESPN2, that game is East Coast Time. You have number 1, Florida at Kentucky. So I'm not sure when my next show is going to be. I'm going to try to have it tomorrow night, but I can't say for certain if it is going to be tomorrow night or not. But keep checking my site page here on blogtalkradio.com. Or if you're a friend of mine on Facebook, just keep checking, and I'll be giving some updates as to when my next show is. We got 1 minute left. We're going to do a little reminiscing with the Little River Band. And this is DJ CVP signing off for tonight from beautiful 47 degrees Sun Valley, Idaho. So have a good night and a better day tomorrow. And here's a little reminiscing to take you out. Have a good night.
Good time.